Hello, and welcome to Anime Audio Commentary. Today I'll be commenting over episode 4 of Foolie Cooley. If you'd like to watch along, start watching now. So we've got this opening scene of Haruko crushing a baseball and sending it into the stratosphere and then mockingly making a lap around the bases. So obviously, this at least tangentially relates to Naoto's brother, him being a baseball player in America. So it looks like the team opposite of Haruko, they're talking about how the last baseball she hit probably escaped Earth's gravity. You know, I think that's a clever indication of Haruko being an alien, like she claimed earlier. So the baseball players themselves even admit that with Naoto's brother in the US, they're down their best player. And they're talking about how, boy, you know, really wish we had him, but, you know, all we have is this crap-out little brother, and he's not much help. And this is displayed by Naoto striking out several times, and then getting clocked in the face with the baseball. Curiously, they note that nobody knows if Naoto's any good because he hasn't swung the bat a single time. I am sensing a theme. And I'm thinking that his reluctance to swing the bat is largely in part due to his brother's absence. So now the baseball team, they seem to have found a new star player in Conti, who is very good at catching the ball, even going so far as to jump up really high to catch it. So they have included Conti, and they've forgotten all about Naoto. So Naoto declares that he doesn't care about baseball, and Haruko calls him a liar. And I think that really digs to the root of the matter. Haruko says nothing can happen until you swing the bat. And while it obviously makes sense within the context of baseball, I think that's a pretty profound statement for dealing with life in general. Indeed, there are many situations where nothing will happen if you don't instigate. Indeed, you are your own best advocate. So, Haruko and Naoto's father are being a little suggestive, and Naoto looks a little repulsed by it. Haruko seems to be teasing Naoto deliberately. So there's a whole lot of sexually suggestive stuff going on here. Naoto is clearly bothered by it. So now we're introduced to a new character. And, curiously, he is riding on a moped of some sort. I don't know if it's a Vespa necessarily, but it's definitely some similar class of motor vehicle. So this guy keeps making allusions to Haruko. He calls her a menace, and he seems to have some sort of past history with Haruko. It would appear that he's giving Naruto all this advice out of the goodness of his heart, but considering the suspicious way he acts, you know, we can't exactly claim that. And indeed, Naruto agrees as he calls all adults stupid. So things get a little suggestive again when Haruko suggests batting practice. You know, she could teach him how to bat. Batting practice at sundown, and Naruto is clearly not receptive, and he says, "Why don't you, you know, go play with my dad?" But nonetheless, he took her up on it. And she mentions once again that you need to swing the bat. So now we cut to a sort of control center where they appear to be monitoring some extrastellar body. It looks like it's something that messed up a bunch of other parts of space, and now it's coming for Earth. And here we have the guy from before, Commander Amarau. So it sounds like that Naruto's father and Haruko are up to something suggestive again. Naruto is morbidly curious, and he's sort of peeking in through a crack in the door. And he has a horrified look on his face. When he makes eye contact with Haruko, that's when the sort of the thing happens again, whereby some emotional turmoil causes something strange to happen. And it's sort of acting as a beacon for whatever that extrastellar object was. So Haruko and Mamimi have an exchange about how you need to swing the bat, but even Mamimi says Naruto's not the type of person to swing the bat. So this is not the first time that the imagery of an electricity meter has been shown. I'm wondering what the symbolism is here. And then we smash cut to Naota's father, seemingly dead, having been killed by Naota with the baseball bat. But of course, he's not actually dead. So Haruko, or I guess this vision of Haruko and Naoto's father are taunting Naoto. I guess it's like some kind of hallucination or something on Naoto's part. So I guess in Naoto's mind, he does bash this hallucinatory father of his with the bat. And having done that, the electricity meter stops registering as much power being used. You know, to be honest, I have no idea what any of that means. So now we cut back to the baseball game where Conti is playing his first game. And immediately a state of emergency is declared because something's going on. Alright, so now Naoto is being interrogated by Amarao about his father. So the phrase comes up about swinging the bat again. So here we have some more sexual innuendo regarding baseball. Although Naruto declares he hates Haruko, in spite of her being his quote-unquote batting coach. So Amarao drops some heavy plot threads about Haruko and what's going on, but none of it really makes sense at this point. He sort of indicates that there's a wider galactic authority and that they are involved with something that's going on. Alright, so Naoto finds a corpse that is presumably his dad. Like, a corpse that's been there for a while, and the thing he smacked with the baseball bat was not actually his father, but some sort of actual robot. Things are only getting trippier and trippier. So Amaral gives more information about how the left side and the right side of the brain in certain circumstances can be used to pull things from light years away, but not all brains work. Naoto is special in some way for this purpose. So, Amaral tells Naoto to request that Haruko hit another one out of the park, and that it's a request from a hometown fan. You know, asking her to smack the falling item back into orbit. So it sounds like that this satellite Bob is really involved with this this secret, I guess, government body, but they don't want it to become public knowledge, so they're trying to get Haruko to sort of cover it up for them. So he has some solid body horror as Haruko just reaches into Naoto's head, like going like elbow deep in the top of his head. That is deeply unsettling. So she pulls out like a Gibson Flying V. And she's saying that this is your bat. So by now the satellite bomb is entering the atmosphere and it's swiftly approaching the Earth. You know, this whole episode reminds me of this comic I've seen before. And it's like, it's this comic about how an asteroid is predicted to impact the Earth. Some people pray, some people cry, some people commit suicide before the end. Some people party it up. And the last panel is like this little kid standing on a mountaintop in front of the asteroid, holding a baseball bat, prepared to smack it. That's what this reminds me of. And I think, rightly so, it's got the same kind of vibe in my mind. So against all odds, Naoto smacks it. Like, he swings the bat, and Amuro declares, you know, he swung the bat. And he gets it to stop. Tellingly, I think, it's the intervention of Haruko also striking at the bomb that finally manages to send it back into space. You know, perhaps that's a statement on interpersonal relationships. You know, things only work out when you both swing the bat, so to speak. Naoto mentions that by the time he realized it, it had already happened. I think that's a pretty profound statement about life. I really do wonder what it would have been like in the writer's room of Fooly Cooly. How they came up with the stuff they came up with. Like, I understand some of the metaphors being pretty pedestrian, you know, baseball and sex and all that, but some of the other stuff, it gets pretty out there. I wonder if it was all consciously done, or if some of it was just they thought, oh yeah, this will look cool. I mean, I guess whether or not it was included just because it looks cool, ultimately I think it works in favor of Fooly Cooly as a whole. It definitely has a very distinctive style and feel to it. You know, I've just noticed, they always have that same shot of the bakery at the end of the episode. So, based on the ending I guess you'd call it a stinger for the next episode. It seems like it's going to be that airsoft episode. And if I recall, that's when things really started popping off. So, thank you for listening this far. Next time, I'll be commenting over Fooly Cooly Episode 5.
See you, Space Cowboy.